The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is such a pleasure to share this life-transforming information and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my very favorite guests today on the show, Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone via Skype for individual sessions, and he teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar. You can find Leroy at Energetic Wellbeing Process, and Leroy is also the author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose. So, Leroy, are you there?
I'm here.
I could feel your energy before you spoke.
I'm here on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, coming to a wonderful summer.
Awesome. You know, we wanted to talk today about being perfectly imperfect. And I'm just going to give you the floor and you can tell us all about that. How's that sound?
sounds good to me. Well, one of the things that I help people do is to remember who they really are. And that often then leads us to say, okay, when have you experienced unconditional love in your life? Usually that's a conversation stopper. But then I say, okay, think of when you had a first love, or with a pet. It's amazing because dog's tail wag, a cat's purr, songbird's song, all vibrate at a consciousness level higher than most human beings. Your first love, or when you had a baby, or when you see children playing, those are normally times when people kind of feel the unconditional love in their hearts. But there's usually resistance to remembering and expressing it. And what I've found over time, and in order to help people remember, is that there's some different ways that we've had negative experiences that get in the way. For example, often what people have experienced is that love hurts. Now, you might say, well, goodness, how can love hurt? Well, for example, if a person has been in a loving relationship and has been betrayed, or if expectations have been set up and somehow are not being met, if a person says, well, yeah, I do love you, but, you know, you have to do this and this and this. So sometimes love gets expressed in terms of conditions. You know, I'll love you if you'll do this and this and this. So there are these experiences we've had of love hurting, of it being conditional, of, and then another one is, well, gee, I really loved, but it didn't last. Sometimes the human condition as just kind of wears it away, or people have had a painful split up. We have these resistances, and these are the things that we need to deal with in order to help us both remember and experience more unconditional love.
You know, and you, lately on the radio here, I've been picking a card from my Tales from the Vector deck, and Unfettered is saying, pick me, pick me. Uh-huh. Unfettered is the heart chakra dragon, and it's about the cosmic love, as well as the love that each individual holds in their heart. And, you know, she's a beautiful pink and green heart chakra dragon. You can see her on Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. But she is, her advice is that there's the big difference between falling and failing in love is a matter of I. And so unconditional love.
What is it? People often say, well, I was falling in love. It really was wonderful. But when they don't often say, I've been failing in love frequently.
Yeah. And you know, just it though, like if, you know, if we are unable to love ourselves, how easy is it for others to love us?
Well, it's not easy.
Is that the good news or the bad news, Leroy?
Well, both. Because once we realize that the number of ways that we are not accepting ourselves, and begin, first of all, just to accept there are so many ways we're not accepting ourselves.
Yeah, I was just getting that when you said that. I thought it's even deeper than that. It's accepting that you have to accept, that you have to accept, that you have to accept.
Yeah. In fact, when I was writing my first book, Knowing and Living Your Purpose, for 5 months, I gave myself physical symptoms. I could not keep anything on my stomach.
Oh, I remember that.
Right? Mm-hmm. And finally, I realized that not keeping food or drink on my stomach was rejection. And I said, oh, wow, that's pointing to 70 ways I'm not accepting myself.
Wow, hey?
So
70.
So I started going through various lists. And in fact, I now those are now included in chapter 19 in the book. And I just start going down one by one and getting neutral and accepting myself in all those different ways. And then all those physical symptoms went away.
That's beautiful. And, you know, that's because most physical symptoms at root cause are not physical. A lot of emotional and, you know, psychological, mental, the thoughts that we have, like we beat ourselves up quite often. People generally have a tendency to say things about themselves to themselves that they would never say to another human being.
Yeah. But
you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. We're talking about being perfectly imperfect. When we return, we will continue. And we are happy to take calls. I see we already have a caller here, 1-800-930-2819. Let's see some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back. Back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And Leroy, I just want you to share your contact information with people just so we don't forget once we get correcting energy here.
Okay, thank you. It's my website is ewbpaul.com, ewbp.com. Email is leroy@ewbp.com. And phone number is 508-375-6452, 375-6452.
All right. And Brian, yes. It looks like we have a caller. Would you like to put that caller on the air here?
I certainly would. Thank you, Colette. Yes, we have Trish from British Columbia. Trish, how are you and what can Leroy and Colette do for you today?
Good morning, Leroy and Colette.
Good morning. Hi. Hey, Trisha, how was your camping trip?
Camping trip was fantastic.
I just want to say, Trisha was calling into the radio show a few times here, and she attended my Call to Dance seminar and in Kelowna here last in March, and I had asked her to if she could sew me something, build me something that I could take gypsy style to tents to take my cards in because the displays are so awkward, to travel with and heavy to carry. And wow, did she ever come through? I mean, she walked into the building with a big purse that was really light on her arm. And it's just beautiful what you made. You can check that out on The Truth Is Funny with Colette on Facebook, or you can check out that on my private Facebook page, Colette Marie Stephan. Just wanted to say, it's just brilliant what you built. It's just so amazing. And so I just wanted to say thank you for that. And now we would like to shift whatever it is that you want to shift here.
Thank you. I'm trying to focus on getting out of my career, the automotive, auto body paint. And I haven't had work since March. And financially, we're feeling the the crush of not having the extra income. Okay. And I got a call yesterday.
Okay.
To go in for a few hours. And I said no because I had that fall on Sunday and I can barely move my arms. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I'm feeling guilty for saying
so
no.
And we're just going to get a baseline for you on how much all of this is bothering you. Scale 0 to 10, 10 being absolute worst. Where are you at?
About a 9.5.
Okay. Leroy, 9,500.
Trish, one of the things I do every day is get my central core energy to 100%. And I'm checking yours, and you're only at about 30 right now. So can you just touch the very top middle of your head and focus on a strong central core right up and down the middle of your body, full of energy and strength and light and love.
And anyone else out there listening, go ahead and do the same. Feels great, Leroy.
You're up to about 45, Trish. There's some weakness at eye level, throat level, belly button level. Also at the base of your spine, please reach back and rub up and down the base of your spine a few times.
And what are you experiencing now, Trish?
Feeling a lot lighter.
Are you noticing the energy running up and down your spine?
Yes, I'm standing up straighter.
Trisha? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Good. You're standing up straighter. Which arm did you injure?
Well, I landed, and it's mostly on the left side of my body that's all bruised up, but both my shoulders and my triceps are sore from like trying to stop my fall.
Yeah, it's coming up breaking the fall. And this is kind of about that falling and failing in love thing, okay? Falling and failing in loving yourself is what's coming up. And so what I was picking up right away is that, you know, you have a weakness to going in and doing that job. And so the only acceptable way that you can find to excuse yourself, kind of like excusing yourself from school when we were little kids, you know, you have to be sick or you have to go. And so you don't need to beat yourself up or injure yourself so that you don't continue to do work that you don't want to do anymore. Leroy, what else are you picking up here?
Trish, it feels like you've got some feelings of being left out and left alone and left behind and left with responsibility. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when did that start?
Since the day I was adopted.
And that was
very young.
An infant, Leroy.
As an infant. But it also feels like something happened about 3 years ago. Is that right?
Trisha, can you think of something that 3 years ago was bothering you?
All I can think of is finding about my eyes, the surgeries I needed.
Okay. So, Leroy, that's that eye thing coming up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, it has to do with not being able to see clearly where you're going. Is that right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so how are your eyes now? Can you see
not as
properly out of your eyes? Not as good as before the surgery? or yeah. after?
The surgery wasn't what I expected. Oh. And okay. I still have possibility of having more surgeries.
Okay, Leroy, let's work on this.
Okay.
What's going on here?
Well, Trish, we need to get you neutral to not being able to see, to feeling weak. It feels like confusion. So what's the worst thing that can happen? If you can't see and you're feeling weak and there's confusion about where you're going, what's worse that can happen? See, every single thing that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak to. So we get down to where is the thing that bothers you the most. Do you have a sense of what that might be?
I'm thinking being blind and left alone.
Oh, good one. Okay, so we need to get you neutral to being blind, left alone. Nobody cares. Nobody calls. We have to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that.
Yeah, nobody wants to be there, Leroy.
Yeah.
Not on a conscious level anyway.
Right.
But like the reason I say on a conscious level is because on a subconscious level and an unconscious level, sometimes our mind will trick us into repeating a story that we've been telling ourselves for a long time. And what happens is then that story becomes more real than the reality and the possibilities that are being presented right in front of us. And so we can kind of get caught up in our old story and end up place of beating ourselves up. Like, and if we can't beat ourselves up, then we can find someone else to do it, or we can trip ourselves up, that this is coming up for you. So we're just going to strengthen all of those experiences that you have had. Trish, I'd just like to ask you now if you're noticing any difference in your energy right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling way better, actually.
Does way better have a number?
Sorry. Probably about a two.
I got two. See, you're very intuitive. Intuitive. It is a two. So, Leroy, that's pretty good, all the way from 9,500 to two. And so this is, I can feel this energy coming in. This is like really common when people start approaching getting what they want, and then they kind of get scared, like, oh my goodness, what if I get what I want and then I don't want it? And I always say, if you get what you want and you don't want it, give it to somebody who does want it. And
Trish,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, go
Trish,
ahead.
Trish, what would be the best thing that could happen for you? We need to get you neutral to that as well.
Getting a new house, getting my dog, being happy and being loved.
Okay, and total physical wellness. So, see, again, the biggest paradox about us human beings, we don't support what we say we want, and we don't let go what we say we don't want. So we need to get you neutral to getting your house, total wellness, getting your dog, being in a loving relationship. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. See, the difficulty is we set up expectations, and when they're not met, we react, and that gets in the way of our getting to our expectations. That's why we're getting neutral to the best as well.
And that's what we're strengthening here. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing this, because this is very typical for a lot of people. And when we come back, Leroy, we'll talk a little bit more about that, how the collective consciousness has this kind of energy. And Trish, I can feel that by the end of this radio show, your perception will have changed, and you'll be down to that zero. So thank you for calling in. We have to take a quick break right now. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof from Energetic Wellbeing Process with me here today, and we will be right back after this short break.
Looking for some great family fun in a distinctly New England atmosphere? Hi, this is Joyce Olson-Resnikoff, welcoming you to Old Mystic Village. Browse over 50 unique shops and restaurants. Enjoy fresh air while strolling flower-filled pathways. Visit our duck pond or just find a comfy bench. Sit and relax and people watch. And four-legged friends are always welcome. For a list of village events and shops, visit oldmysticvillage.com. Come spend a relaxing day at Old Mystic Village, your neighborhood shopping experience.
Chris, where are you going?
Sorry, Gary, I'm running late today. I need to grab me some breakfast quick, plus I still need to fill the car up with gas.
One more time, Chris. Spicer Mobile, exit 93 off I-95 in North Sointon has you covered. While filling the car with our mobile brand gasoline, you can come inside to Mystic Kitchen for one of our famous breakfast sandwiches or burritos and get yourself one of our gourmet coffees, hot or iced. Plus, because you filled up with over 10 gallons of gas, the coffee's on us.
That's great. I thought it was on my shirt. I sure do love those breakfast sandwiches, Gary, but I just don't have time to wait for it.
Chef Tim Sanborn has you covered, Chris, with our always fresh grab-and-go station, so you can bypass the wait, grab your sandwich, and be on your way.
I'm in a hurry today, but I can hang out a little longer tomorrow.
That's great, Chris. We have plenty of seating and free Wi-Fi.
Well, I know where I'm going. Spicer Mobile, exit 93 off I-95 North Stonington. I've been driving on hours,
Abby's Ski and Sports Shop Westerly is getting stocked up with all your warm weather gear. Great selections of pedal boards, surfboards, kayaks, spear fishing gear, and flip-flops for everyone, with more coming in every day. Ted still has all the clothing and accessories with hot deals for young and old. You can come in early and get an awesome selection here at Abby's Ski and Sports Shop, where Ted provides every customer with years of knowledge and service. 401-596-0375 and on Facebook.
And now, an urgent message from Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination. The home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and pre-owned. $4,000 guaranteed cash for your clunkers is back. Here's General Manager Filippo Marchioni.
That's right, we are going to bring it back. The guaranteed $4,000 for any trade. We don't care about the condition, the make, the model, if it even drives. Just make sure it's got a VIN number. Bring it in. It's guaranteed money, $4,000 for that vehicle. Hurry, because this deal is going to end at the end of the month.
Central Auto Group, CT.com, still beats the competition.
With a guaranteed $2,000 in your pocket, if we can't beat any other dealer's deal, this is why Central Auto Group, CT.com, is number one month in and month out.
Why shop anywhere else when you get Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and pre-owned at Central Auto Group, CT.com. Open 7 days a week.
En Central Auto Group, se habla español.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Particular for details, exit 28 I-3.
1230 WBLQ. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and at T-A-I-L-S, Tales from the Vector.com, if you want energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And you can also reach me at energeticupgrade.com on all social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And also you can find me on Facebook at Colette Marie Steffen. And we have been talking with Leroy here about being perfectly imperfect. Leroy, just, do you want to wrap up what we were talking about for the last caller? Because I see we have someone else here that's calling in.
Yes, that we need to be neutral to both the worst scenario and the best. And what Trish was saying, you know, having a house, her dog, a love life, her body in good shape. We set up expectations, and when they're not met, we react. And that is that weakens our energy just as much as something that bothers us. So we were just getting Trish neutral to all of that.
Yeah, and we did really well. She was already sliding down to a one as we were hanging up. Brian, we have another caller. Who do we have?
Oh, yes, we do. It's our good buddy. We haven't heard from him in a while. He's back. Raul from Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello, friends.
Hey, Raul, the last time we spoke with you, I think it was with Leroy. I can't remember. But you were off on a ski trip. How did that turn out?
Oh, the ski trip was a dream come true. It was beautiful. It was amazing. I think a lot of things shift on that trip. A lot.
Oh, good. Good. That's good to hear. So what can we do for you today?
Well, Colette, I work two jobs, and I work about 60 hours a week, and I realized last night that I don't make enough money to cover all my bills, and this is silly because I've been in this situation for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel absolutely weak, and
how long have you been working two jobs?
About 10 years.
Okay.
Well, you're not and, working hard enough.
So this is a question.
Roy and I—we're not laughing at you, but we're just kind of laughing at the fact that, you know, like for me myself, I don't sleep very much, so it's not uncommon for me to work 16, 20 hours a day. When I say that, like a lot of times I'm, you know, shifting energy. But I'm thinking about the book I'm going to write or the manuals I'm making for A Call to Dance right now. And if I can't sleep, I just get up and I, you know, go work on it because I can. And so it's more the weakness that's coming up is more like having two jobs and still not enough money. Leroy, how many jobs do you have?
and including the honeydew list from my wife.
First, we should get a baseline from you, Ron. Where are you at number wise on this, 0 to 10?
In terms of how much is bothering you to be working this hard and not have enough money?
Yeah, it's in 9, 10. I'm sick of it.
9, 10? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's coming up for one thing is, I'm just going to let Leroy go because I'm correcting this. Leroy, you go.
That's okay. Raul, do you enjoy the work you're doing in either of the two jobs?
Nope.
Okay. Now there's, nope. See, there's the straw that breaks the camel's back, if you will. When you're doing things that you get satisfaction out of, it begins to feel like not work. But if you're not getting satisfaction out of it, that just makes things worse. I mean, you get frustrated with it. You get tired of it. Does that sound familiar?
Absolutely. My body's taking a toll now. I'm in pain everywhere.
Okay. So the question is, is there some work that you can do that you do get satisfaction out of, that you really, it feels good when you do it, it feels satisfying?
Other than skiing, you mean, for a living? Ski instructors have a lot of fun, Raul.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right away, what I'm picking up is connecting what you love to do in your heart and taking the skills that you have learned over the last 10 years working these two jobs. And I'm getting one of them is a great deal of patience. And so I'm going to work on that. Leroy, what else?
Raul, it isn't... sometimes it's not easy to figure out what we get satisfaction out of. And one way to do that is to look back through your life and identify like 10 to 15 things that you did that just felt very satisfying, including skiing, by the way. If that's very satisfying, then you want to count that as one of the things. And if you can identify those, each one of those times, and write a little paragraph about it. And then when you've got these paragraphs, go through and say, what were the skills that I used in these situations that I really got satisfaction out of? And then what you do is you look for work that involves using these skills. By the way, I describe this step by step in my book, Knowing and Living Your Purpose. There's a full description of how to do that. Anyway, that would be a clue so that you can shift toward what you get satisfaction out of.
Yes, and yeah. What's coming up also is when I first started, you know, doing this work, I really wasn't qualified for it, the radio show. I figured that, like, this was my attitude, though. I figured that, you know, after listening to the first few shows and not really knowing how to do a radio show, that, gee, by the time I start doing it, you know, a year from now, people are going to look back and say, wow, did she ever improve? Hopefully that's what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So I want to strengthen you, everybody else out there listening to this, because I'm getting a lot of people in my private consultations and I was just at the holistic fair and the holistic market and psychic fair here in Kelowna on Sunday. And so many people were expressing exactly what you're saying here, is that they feel unfulfilled in their everyday life or their everyday work. And that's about being in the flow. And, you know, the one thing we do have control over is our attitude. And so attitude plays a big part in this. And so we want to strengthen that. Having a good attitude in your workspace is a really good idea. I always have, Shooting Star, who is the Dragon 4 attitude, sitting right next to me right now, to remind me when I get a little bit off kilter in my work, that I can take a look at that and say, hey, what kind of attitude do I want to have while I'm doing this work? And so there's so many different aspects of or little jobs, even in careers that we love. And if we focus on the ones that don't, and one thing that I wanted to say to you is if you can't come up with yourself these things that you know about yourself that are really wonderful, make a list of some friends and some acquaintances, people you know well and people you don't know that well, and ask them, email them and ask them if they will please let you know three qualities that they feel, you know, that come to mind when they think of you, or the three words that come to them. It's kind of scary to do that at first, but when I did it, I was so pleasantly surprised, and people were pointing out things to me that I didn't even know existed in me at that time. We have to take a short break here right away. So I would just like to check in with you, Raul, just to see what number you're at right now, if it's shifting.
I think it's lower. It's lower, you know, it's always lower. I'm not sure how much. It's probably somewhere around 6.
Yeah, I'm getting around that and gliding down to 3. So if you want to hang on, we'll come back and we'll just shift this some more, because I feel that you're representing a big part of the population out there that is also feeling a little bit, burdened by everyday life events that we need to do and not doing as much as what we would like to be doing or want to be doing, and that's in our heart. So this is Colette Marie Steffen, and we are on The Truth is Funny. We have Leroy Maloof here. We'll be right back to finish up this shifting for this caller right after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, and we have Leroy Malouf here. We have Raul, who called in frustrated with working two jobs and still not making the money that he feels he deserves to make. And Raul, you, thank you for calling in, because you are expressing what so many people out there in my private session. And as I said, I just had a teleshifting call, Float Your Boat, which I'm doing on the third Thursday of every month. And we are tackling these issues. And it's funny, because the theme of of that event this last Thursday was about learning, and this is kind of like learning experiences. And so what's coming up for you right now, I'm getting, is that you have a weakness to learning things the hard way. And I'm just going to work on that. Leroy, what else here for Raul?
Well, also buying into no pain, no gain.
Oh, there we go. You know, and some people will actually, like I was saying to Tricia, who called in before, you know, this happens a lot, doesn't it, Leroy? Like, you'll have someone in hairdressing and they don't want to do it anymore, but they can't bring themselves to stop. So they become allergic to like the dyes and the products, so they can't. Or, you know, a carpenter that can't handle the dust anymore. Or and this is coming up, learning experiences. The only way you can get out of school, the only way you can get out of your job is to be sick. That's the only acceptable. And so we want to change that, because we don't want to have to, when we're sick of our job, we don't want to get sick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Raul, I want to check how many things you've bought into about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. It's about 1,100 of those. And I also want to check how many ways you bought into degeneration and aging. About 300. Also going to know how many warnings you've bought into, you know, about being careful about this, don't take that, etc. That's about 200. And so here's a trick question, Raul. Can you live up to these 1,100 shoulds, degeneration warnings? Can you live up to all that stuff?
Nope.
Are you still there?
Yeah. No, I doubt it.
No, and
do you want to?
No, that's the other thing. No, I don't.
Well, see, these are unconscious things, and what we want to do is to have you conscious that these are things you bought into, and you're like, no one can live up to all this stuff. So we want to get you strong for just living up to who you really are and what you enjoy doing.
Okay.
If, Raul, if there was no such thing as money, and you're, you know, all the needs are taken care of, you know, on the physical, what would you spend your, or what, not what would you spend, but how would you invest your time during the day?
Well, I know what I want to do. I want to do some coaching, really some really deep coaching, and also learn, travel, and just follow the teachers, and you are one of them, and then go and meet them and study with them for a little while. That's what I'd love to do.
So, see, that's why this learning thing is coming up for you. We want to clear all learning experiences, because you are learning how to do that. And, you know, it's kind of like reverse perception, isn't it, Leroy?
Yeah.
You have to enjoy the journey, right? Like, that's another have to. You don't have to enjoy the journey, actually. That doesn't test strong, but it's fun when you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like going on a trip. And I've had so many sessions lately where people are seeing this and they're getting what they want. And they're aware, I got what I wanted. Like when you went on the ski trip, it was awesome. And you had some concerns before you left for that trip. And you came back like going, wow, that was amazing. And it was an amazing trip. And then at the same time, there you are having to go back to work. And that's kind of like what is coming up for you, is that back and forth. What's that about, Leroy?
Yeah, kind of coming from a completely different perspective. Raul, when I check body, mind, and spirit, your energy is strong for body and it's strong for mind, but it's weak for spirit. Now, all three of those are important, so we're going to separate them and get you strong to each one of them. We need to especially get you strong to spirit, and then we need to combine them. You're weak for combining these things. Your energy goes weak to that. So let's get you strong also for combining body, mind, and spirit and make them equal and even. What are you noticing now?
I'm almost spinning. My head is spinning pretty lightheaded.
Yeah, push that energy down through your feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I say spirit, what comes to mind?
Spirit is, I don't know, I'm not able, I can't really follow my true calling. I feel stuck.
Good. Okay, so we need to get you neutral to never, ever being able to follow your true calling. and then get you neutral to both deeply being aware of your true calling and able to follow it with ease and grace and synchronicity. We need to get you strong for all that. When we identify our true calling, we need to let everything else go. Not in a betrayal kind of focusing on energy. We're doing what our true calling is leading us to. And I'm getting you strong for that.
How is that feeling, Raul?
I'm a little more peaceful right now. My head's still spinning and my thoughts also going crazy too. It's a little bit of short-circuiting.
Hey, Leroy, I think you have Raul have shifted his perception around here.
Raul, we wish you the very, very best.
Yeah, thank you for calling
in.
You know, it's even though there is no time in you know the multiverse out there, there is time in Radio Land, and we've kind of reached that time. Leroy, we have about a minute left, so
okay.
What would you like to wrap up this quickly imperfect show with?
Well, it's interesting to end up with talking about true calling, because when we understand more about what we get satisfaction out of and what is our true calling, and we understand that love is part of who we is, an important aspect of who we are, and learn more about our own unconditional love, then all of that comes together and enables us and strengthens us to go for what we really want in our lives.
Beautifully said. And I want to thank you so much, Leroy, for being on the show and just being you, actually. And I want to thank Brian and Dr. Pat for giving us this wonderful opportunity to be on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And all the audience out there, thank you so much. And we'll be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time to shift some more energy and enjoy seeing the aha moments. Bye for now.
And thank you, Colette, for all you're doing to help people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love it.
I'm with you. All right. Goodbye,
all right,
everybody.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.